Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. We were discussing yesterday the practice of eating dairy on Shavuos. So many different variations of the practice. There, of course, is somewhat of a halachic tension because we know we're supposed to have nice meals on Shavuos, and some authorities are very particular about specifically having meat or fleishigs, as we would say, on Shavuos. Many authorities are lenient in general, not only just lenient, they encourage the eating of dairy meals on Shavuos. Many have the practice, let's say, one meal being dairy. Of course, as we know, many people have all the meals dairy. Another common practice is people will have a dairy kiddush, let's say Shavuos Day, followed by a fleishigs meal, followed by a meat meal, which we touched on yesterday a little bit. So a question that's very common in the context of the food for Shavuos is it's very widely known that we need to wait, let's say 6 hours, different practices for that, 6 hours, 3 hours, but most of us wait some variation of 6 hours between eating meat and eating dairy. What about when we eat dairy and we want to follow that with eating meat? What, if anything, do we have to do before beginning to eat meat? So the basic halacha is that we need to make sure that our hands are clean. If we ate with a fork, presumably we don't need to make sure our hands are clean. But if we ate, let's say, dairy with our hands, we need to make sure they're clean. And if necessary, wash them off. We need to, quote unquote, clean out our mouths. We normally mean two things by that. We mean eating something parv, that's not meat or dairy, that's of a dry nature, let's say like a piece of bread, something like that. And we also mean drinking something. That's what we call kinuach and hadacha. So we have to make sure our hands are clean, we have to make sure our mouths are clean. And the general approach in halacha is we also need to make a bracha achrona. We need to make an after blessing from our eating of dairy food. It's a basic idea in halacha that one is not supposed to have meat and dairy at the same meal. So in addition to whatever issues about possibly waiting time, it can't be technically the same meal. So the way I ensure it's not the same meal is by bringing closure to the dairy sitting by making the appropriate bracha after eating from the dairy. So I clean up my mouth, I make sure my hands are clean, I make the after blessing. And then really I'm ready to eat meat. There's a commonly held practice of waiting a half hour between finishing the dairy and beginning the meat. It does not seem to be an actual halachic requirement, but it's a very common practice, and it's a practice which is highly praised. But those are the basic requirements in terms of preparing for the eating of meat after one has eaten dairy. Also, to state the obvious, one needs to make sure that one changes the tablecloth or placemat or whatever it is. One shouldn't be eating on the same surface. And when we say surface, we don't just mean the plate. We mean the surface below the plate. It shouldn't be the same surface for both meat and dairy. Just to pose a question, which maybe we'll discuss at greater length tomorrow. If I were to ask you to guess, if you didn't know the verses in the Torah, if I were to ask you to guess, what would the Torah talk about in the context of Shavuos? Or what would the Torah call the holiday of Shavuos? You would assume that in the context of Shavuos, there's all these verses talk about the giving of the Torah. And you'd be hard-pressed to find that. The Torah talks about the scene at Har Sinai at the giving of the Torah, but it doesn't directly connect it to Shavuos. And that's a very interesting thing. And the whole name of Shavuos, as we touched on earlier in the series, literally it means a holiday of weeks. How about we call it the holiday of the giving of the Torah? So in Pesach, the Torah makes it very clear that this is to celebrate the exodus from Egypt. And even in the context of Sukkos, the Torah, in the context of the holiday, speaks about how God protected us in the desert. Why is it that the Torah does not do that clearly in the context of Shavuos? We'll give the answer tomorrow, God willing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.